Good morning and welcome to High Velocity Bread on this Holy Week. Thank you for joining me. Let's jump right into it. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for Jesus. Jesus, thank you for everything that you did for us on this earth when you took on the flesh and blood. Thank you for suffering everything that we suffer, all of the pains and betrayals and hurt, physical affliction, further than we could imagine in some cases. Jesus, we thank you so much for the opportunity to join together as believers. Thank you so much for this opportunity to be able to make your word heard, help it to reach someone, help it to settle where it can find root. Thank you so much for the blessings that you've given me. Thank you for your spirit that you sent to live in us and encourage us and give us strength and courage. Jesus, thank you so much for your blood. It's in your name we pray. Amen. Good morning. Today in Holy Week is the Last Supper. And hopefully you have a Bible app on your phone or do a daily devotional. And a lot of those are going to focus on the Last Supper itself, breaking of bread. But I want to focus on a little bit later in that evening, and we're going to go to John 17, verse 20. And this is after the Last Supper, right before Jesus is arrested. And this is Jesus praying for all believers. My prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one, Father. Just as you are in me and I am in you, may they also be in us so that the world may believe that you have sent me. I have given them the glory that you gave me, that they may be one as we are one, I in them and you in me, so that they may be brought to complete unity. Then the world will know that you sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. Father, I want those you have given me to be with me where I am and to see my glory, the glory you have given me because you loved me before the creation of the world. Righteous Father, though the world does not know you, I know you, and they know that you have sent me. I have made you known to them and will continue to make you known in order that the love you have for me may be in them and that I myself may be in them. And what really stands out to me in that is that Jesus is moments away from Judas's kiss, and he's praying for me, and he's praying for you, and he's praying for us, that we might feel the love of God and the love of him in each and every one of us. And that is the hardest part of being a Christ follower, is when you are about to be betrayed, have been betrayed. Jesus knew who was going to betray him. Earlier in this evening, he says that all of them are clean, or not all of them are clean after he washes their feet. He knows that Judas is going to betray him and that Judas isn't clean. I mean, obviously, he's omnipotent. He knows all things. Omniscient. Omnipotence, all powerful. He's all powerful as well. He could have easily avoided the cross, but he sacrificed it and went through that for us. But back to my point, he's praying for us. He's praying for those who are about to sacrifice him. I mean, multiple people involved in the crucifixion ended up being believers. The man on the cross next to him came to know him. And while we're talking about Jesus in his last moments before being arrested, praying for you and me, I also want to go back to the commandment that he gives in John 15:11. I've told you these things for a purpose, that my joy might be your joy, and your joy wholly mature. This is my command. Love one another the way I loved you. This is the very best way to love. Put your life on the line for your friends. You are my friends when you do the things I command you. I'm no longer calling you servants because servants don't understand what their master is thinking and planning. No, I've named you friends because I've let you in on everything I've heard from the Father. You didn't choose me, remember. I chose you and put you in the world to bear fruit, fruit that won't spoil. As fruit bearers, whatever you ask the Father in relation to me, he gives you. But remember the root command, love one another. It's just unbelievable the friend that Jesus is, and for him to call us friends is such a privilege. I mean, he wanted nothing for us but his love and his joy, and for us to be his friends and come to know him. So on this Easter weekend, on this Last Supper day, I encourage you, if you work tomorrow and you can't make it to a church service, find a church service to listen to online, to watch on social media, YouTube, whatever it may be, and make sure that you're in a church on Sunday. Give yourself an opportunity to be in the presence of fellow believers and in the presence of the Holy Spirit as we celebrate the weekend that my friend Jesus went to the cross and died for each and every one of us. God bless you. Thank you so much for joining me today. Have the love and joy of Jesus this weekend, and see you at church.